With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The House of Representatives has given its okay to a $95 billion package of foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. Congressional leaders completed the measure in a rare Saturday session. It now goes to the Senate, which is expected to pass it this week. Speaker Mike Johnson has put his job on the line and relied on Democratic support to get this far. Joe Biden's campaign team is concerned about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s independent presidential campaign. More on that from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
More than 6 months before the election, President Biden appeared with more than a dozen members of the Kennedy family last week to receive their endorsement. It was hardly a surprise that many in the prominent Democratic family announced their support for the president. But the event indicated how seriously the Biden campaign views the potential threat of RFK Jr.'s campaign. On the same day his family embraced Joe Biden, Kennedy Jr. secured a place on the ballot in the battleground state of Michigan. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Meanwhile, President Biden says he wants to raise $5 trillion in revenue over 10 years with higher taxes on the wealthy and corporations. His platform includes a billionaire's tax. Heritage Foundation senior policy analyst David Ditch says the proposal will not improve America's economic well-being.
Not only is it going to make America's businesses uncompetitive, not only is it going to try to double and triple tax money people have earned, it's also going to do all that without actually getting America's finances on track.
He was a guest of the Salem Radio Network. Ecuadorians to the polls today in a referendum touted by the country's fledgling leader as a way to crack down on criminal gangs behind a spiraling wave of violence. This is SRN News. German lawmakers have approved legislation that will make it easier for people who are living as the opposite sex to change their name and gender in official records. The law is one of several social reforms that Chancellor Olaf Scholz's liberal coalition government pledged to enact when it took office back in 2021. Prior to this, Germany required individuals who wanted to change their gender on official documents to first obtain assessments from mental health experts, then undergo a sex change operation. The new law goes into effect in November. A federal appeals court has ruled that West Virginia's transgender sports ban violates the rights of a teen athlete. The 2-1 ruling from the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the law cannot be applied to Becky Jackson, who is a boy living as a girl. Judge Toby Haytens wrote that offering the boy a choice of participating on male sports teams or abstaining is, quote, no real choice at all. This is SRN News. It's not your grandparents' cup of joe.
A company in Finland has come up with a coffee blend developed by artificial intelligence. It's been launched as the Helsinki-based coffee roastery's AI Conic Blend. It's an AI-picked mixture with four types of beans. The International Coffee Organization says people in the Nordic nation of some 5.6 million people consumes the most coffee in the world annually at about 26 pounds per capita. Jason Walker reporting.
The first model of the USS Enterprise, used in the opening credits of the original Star Trek TV series, has boldly gone back home. Returning to creator Gene Roddenberry's son decades after it went missing, the three-foot model's disappearance sometime in the 1970s had become the subject of lore, causing a big stir when it popped up on eBay last fall. This is SRN News.